Take heart, breathe deep. You have not missed out on what was meant for you. While you are waiting, you are not merely waiting. You are growing in your capacity to receive what was meant for you in the right timing. You have not missed out on what was meant for you. Every day, you are growing in your capacity to learn what you need to know in order to grow. There might be moments, days, or entire seasons of your life where you feel like your time is being wasted. But I promise you, no matter the progress you have not been able to see, something more is happening. Beneath the surface, you are still growing and being prepared for where you need to be. And perhaps it will be here in the waiting you begin to see. You are not just growing for the sake of growing, but you are growing in your capacity to receive the wisdom, courage, and grace you need to live in the present and be strengthened for further things. Perhaps this time within the waiting is creating the space you need to learn what you need to learn to arrive where you are meant to be. I cannot tell you how long you will have to wait, but I can tell you that you are being prepared for what's to come, breath by breath, day by day. I can tell you that in this moment, you are still free to trust that beneath the layers of doubt, worry, and fear, something beautiful is blooming here. And even though you cannot see it, that does not mean it is not real. So open the morning windows and let light pour in. Receive this beautiful truth. Yesterday was not the end. Yes, you are still waiting, but you have made it another day. There is so much that lies before you, and you are still well on your way. The future will arrive when it is meant to arrive, and you do not have to exhaust yourself in the present moment trying to figure out how you will get there. The energy you have been giving to thoughts about the future is energy you need for right now. The time you have been giving to try to sort through things in the past is time you could be spending in the moment that lies before you. Be present to this moment and let it surprise you with the many subtle yet significant ways that you are growing. I can't really remember when I first started this piece. I have written similar things for several different people who have submitted their story to me. And this particular piece, as I read through it, I realized, I was like, oh, wait, I think this is one of the ones that it was actually a compilation. I took different pieces of things that I wrote to different people and I put them all into one piece because I realized that there were some similar themes there. And this happens a lot when I'm writing. I start to find similar themes because what I'm finding is that we all go through similar things. Even though so many of us are in different stages of lives, we're different ages, we have different life experiences, we live in different places in the world, we all have so much in common, especially when it comes to the topic of waiting and feeling like we're going to miss out on what was meant for us. And I think I write about that a lot because that's something that I feel like I often fear myself. I often wonder if I'm going to miss out on what was meant for me because maybe I took too long to start my career or I wasn't as successful as my peers. And I start to compare myself to all of these other people around me. And as a result of that, I look at my life and I say, wow, have I missed out on what was meant for me? Have I missed out on something that was supposed to be a part of my path, a part of my story? And I start to question everything that I'm doing, whether it's in my artwork that I'm making, whether it's in business decisions and even in personal life. It's like, wow, are these the people that I'm supposed to be around? Am I supposed to be a part of a different community? Is community supposed to look like this or look like that? And I ask myself all these questions. So when I read back through what I just read with you, especially the beginning where it says you have not missed out on what was meant for you, I know that is something that I definitely have to hold on to. And as I got ready to record today's episode, I was just sort of reflecting. I was like, okay, I know this is a big theme in my life, and this is definitely something that comes up pretty often, this topic of knowing that I've not missed out on what was meant for me. But I really wanted to think about, you know, what is it specifically that I could share, a story that I could share that I know for a fact that this is something that is coming from deep within me, and hopefully it will encourage someone else out there and maybe even explain why this topic comes up so much when I'm writing. And the first thing that came to mind was the moment after I had, for lack of better words, lost my job, my day job. I wasn't able to stay at the job because the company was expanding, and for a lot of different reasons, I wasn't able to move. So essentially, I lost that opportunity and I had to figure out something else. And I remember thinking, I just wish there was a way that I could be a full-time writer. I wish that I could be a writer. I know I love to write. I have a degree in English. I would absolutely love to be a writer in some capacity. And at the time, and I shared this before on a previous episode when I was sharing a bit more of my story, at the time, my sister was getting really involved in music. And through her, I kind of been exposed to this world of songwriting. I had known about songwriting for, you know, obvious reasons. I knew that people wrote songs, but in terms of songwriting as a career, I didn't really know much about that. So it was around that time where I was making that transition out of my day job where I was like, wow, what if I could be a professional songwriter? Like, what if that's something that could happen? And I ended up getting an opportunity to sort of try to be that and to write songs for other artists that could potentially get picked up. And in the season that I was able to do that, I was so grateful and I learned so much. And honestly, I just felt on top of the world in the sense of like, wow, this is like a dream job. Like getting paid to write songs for other people and they're resonating with, you know, what I'm singing about and what's, you know, the stories that I have within me. I'm getting them out with melodies and other people are connecting with them, and I can sustain a living that way. Like, that's amazing. Except one really big caveat there is that in order to make a living as a songwriter, you have to get songs picked up by other artists. And a lot of times you have to get a lot of songs picked up by other artists. And that wasn't happening for me. And I remember just sort of looking, I'm like, okay, I think this is going to take some time if this is something I want to do. So I guess maybe what I'll do in the meantime is I'll start putting out songs myself. Like, you know, I'll be a singer-songwriter and then that's how I'll get my songs out there. And then maybe someone else will want to sing my songs and we'll just go from there. And I guess you would say that was sort of my plan B in this world of sharing my songs and trying to make a living as a songwriter. And all I can tell you is that years pass and that never happened. I never circled back to the point where I was just writing songs and that was my job. I was still writing songs and I was still hopeful that these songs could potentially be shared with others to a capacity that it could be a full-time job, but it never happened. And this all took place, I would say, from around 2012, 13-ish to around 2016. So about 3 years, I was sort of in this back and forth, to and fro, trying to figure out how to make this work. And it was around 2016 that I just felt like, and I've shared this before, but I just felt like I hadn't arrived at that idea. I hadn't gotten anywhere with it. And I felt like I was right back where I started. And I had totally missed the window of opportunity to showcase myself as a successful songwriter, and that wasn't going to happen again. And this whole dream that I had started to have of being able to be a full-time songwriter, somebody who could just essentially stay in one place and have a nice little studio where they recorded music and then shared it out to the world, that vision was gone. That wasn't going to happen. And an interesting thing that happened after that was that I ended up writing this poem about that experience, among other experiences, but just all of these experiences of feeling like a failure and feeling like I did not reach that goal and that I missed that window of opportunity to be this big time writer, or at least enough of a writer that I could sustain a living doing this. And I wrote this poem, which I've talked about before in a previous episode, and it was the poem that begins with, "When you start to feel like things should have been better this year, remember the mountains and valleys that brought you here." And what I ended up learning from that poem is that even though I didn't become the writer that I thought I was going to be, there was something else waiting for me. And I couldn't see it then, and it actually took several more years to figure it out. But now I see, as somebody who is a full-time writer, all along I thought that being a full-time writer was going to look one way. And I got stuck on this idea of what the vision should be. I got stuck with this concept of how I thought it was going to play out. And if it didn't play out that way, then that meant those desires could never be met. Then that meant that I was never going to reach that moment of being able to do what I love. And I hadn't considered, what if what I love was going to change and evolve over the years? What if the things that I thought I was going to do were actually just the surface level of something deeper that was going on? And this is not to say that, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'm never going to write songs ever again, and that's just something that's behind me. But what I see now is that I was only looking at one side of it. And that's why I felt like I was missing out. I was only seeing it as, okay, I want to be a writer, but there's this opportunity in front of me. So if I go down that path, and then if it works out, then great, then I got to be a writer. But if it doesn't work out, then I missed out, and I missed out on the opportunity. And it's true. I did miss out on the opportunity, and you will miss out on opportunities, but that doesn't mean that you're going to miss out on what was meant for you. That doesn't mean that you're going to miss out on the bigger picture. And all of our stories, all of our experiences, everything that we go through in life is all a part of the bigger picture. And this is something that I feel like I would have understood back then in the abstract, but it's not something that I was really able to live out at that time, because I was so afraid that if I didn't get that opportunity and if it didn't work out that way, then everything was going to fall apart and I would have missed out. But now what I see years later is that I didn't miss out, and that I'm still where I need to be because I chose to keep going, and I chose to allow myself to adapt and allow myself to expand my view of what a dream could be. And I allowed myself to see it in other colors, literally in other colors. And I experienced that in my artwork. I started to see that, wow, all this time I was saying that I wanted to be this full-time songwriter and I wanted to be this musician that did this, 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 and that, when really, if you peel back the layers, what I was really saying is, I just want to be someone who can create and who can create with authenticity and consistency. That's what I was actually saying. So now that I see that, and it took years to see it, I see that I wasn't missing out, because even though it didn't bring in the dollar amount that I was hoping for, it still brought the joy. It still brought the opportunity for curiosity, to meet people, to learn, to become educated in what I wanted to do and what I didn't want it to do. It still brought all of those things that I thought would only be accessible to me if I reached a certain level of success. So I'm not sure if that makes sense, but those are just some of the things that come to my mind as I read through this piece. I can just start to see my own experiences coming back to me and all of these moments in my life where I thought I was missing it. I thought I was missing the opportunity. I thought I was missing out on the thing that I was meant to do. So I say to anyone listening right now who feels like they might be on the verge of missing out on what they are meant to do, whether it's something that has to do with a relationship in your life or it has to do with a career change and you're not quite sure if it's going to work out and you're stuck with this uncertainty, you're stuck with these questions of what does it look like if it doesn't work out? You know, am I missing out what I'm supposed to do? Am I just going to have to live a life that's just doomed to sadness and perpetual unknowns? If you're faced with that right now, I just want to encourage you that the future from this moment forward, it is going to look different than how you expect it, but it will still be what was meant for you. And you're going to experience things that make you question that. You're going to have moments and weeks, months, and maybe even years where you're like, nope, this isn't it. Like I'm having a really hard time believing that this right here is what was meant for me. And I can't speak to every situation and say that, yes, every single thing you're going through, like that was meant to happen because of this, this, and that. But when I'm talking about what was meant for you, I'm talking about the bigger picture. And that's the thing. It's like everything you're going through is still a part of a bigger picture. And I may have talked about this before on the podcast, but one imagery that I like to use a lot when I'm thinking about that is the imagery of a landscape. And when you look at a landscape, when I say landscape, I mean just like, you know, a picturesque view of mountains and trees and grass and beautiful flowers. And you look at this landscape, you know, when we look at it, we see the beautiful trees and the mountains and the flowers and the green grass. But if you actually were to take a microscope and go through every single thing in that landscape, it wouldn't necessarily look beautiful, quote unquote, to our standards. You know, we would see all of the, here I go again using science analogies and I'm not qualified to do so, but you would see all of the details that you would see in using a magnifying glass. You would see the dirt, you would see all of these things, which by themselves, they don't really look beautiful. They wouldn't really catch our attention if we were to see them in a frame on a wall. But it's when we zoom out and when we look at the whole landscape and we see, oh, wow, like those tiny little dots, that was actually the makings of a flower. It's when we zoom out and we see all of those things, that's when we say, oh, yeah, everything here was a part of something else. It was a part of something bigger. So that's one thing that I just really want to encourage you with, is that you don't have to be able to understand or be able to reason with every single thing that's happening in your life right now to say, this is a part of a bigger picture. So you can still have questions about this current season that you're in. You can still be in a place where you're like, I'm just not sure. I'm not sure if I should make the move, or I'm not sure if I feel confident about this. You could still have those feelings and also be working toward trusting that this is a part of something more, and this is a part of something more. And I believe I'm so passionate about this because this is not something that I feel like I had all figured out. This is not something that I felt like I was really grasping in that season of my life when I wanted so badly to be a full-time songwriter. But it is something that I think was still deep within me, that desire to create and to make things that connected with people and to share a message that I believed in. That was all there. It was all there. And I believe that that was the bigger picture. And I believe that we all have those things that are inside of us that even if the details aren't working out how we want them to, even if the relationship with a particular person didn't work out how we want it to, that desire for love, for belonging, for relationship, for community, for connection, all of that stuff is still there. And it's still valid and it's still possible, even if the actual people change, even if the faces that you see every day, or the city that you live in, or the actual job description that you have, even if all that stuff on the outside, you know, on the surface level change, deep within, those things that you're working toward, whether it's creatively or relationally, whatever it is, all of those things beneath the surface are still coming together in ways beyond what you're capable of seeing right now. So I just want to encourage you to trust in the unknown, to trust that you're not going to see it all right now. You're going to feel like you're missing out. You're going to see other people who seem to be so much better at what they're doing than you are. You're going to see people who seem to have a lot more figured out than you do. And you might even look at past versions of yourself and say, wow, she was a lot more hopeful. She was a lot more ambitious. She had a lot more things figured out. But even in those moments, those deep desires of wanting to love on others, wanting to find connection, find community, find belonging, find purpose and passion, all of those things, it is still possible and it's still coming to life beneath the surface, even in the moments where you're not able to see it. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I would love to connect with you through social media, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter, Morgan Harper Nichols. At the core of this podcast, my music, and all of the artwork that I create, my goal is to not only tell stories, but encourage others to tell their stories as well. So if you like what you hear, it would be great if you could head over to iTunes and leave a review of this podcast. And if you would like to share your story with me, simply visit morganharpernichols.com/submit-a-story. That's morganharpernichols.com/submit-a-story. Can't wait to hear from you.
The Morgan Harper Nichols podcast and the music you've heard is brought to you by Harper Sisters Entertainment and is produced by me, Jamie Grace. Thanks so much for listening.